right, day 32. We are in Hosea, chapters 1 through 4, and then we get a snapshot of Joel when we read chapter 2.
Yeah. So Hosea is one that a lot of people actually have heard referenced.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is one you like to reference. You
I do. I think it's just such, it's a weird allegory, but the book of Hosea is just such a great picture of how God loves us when we're unlovable, mm-hmm. right? And so so in chapters 1 through 4, we read the narrative. Like Hosea is a prophet, and God says, here's what I want you to do, man. I want you to go get married. He's like, cool, I'm going to get married. Mm-hmm. He's like, except wait, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I want you to go marry a, and different versions will say it differently, sure. but the NIV calls her a promiscuous woman. Now listen, it is never something I would say to my child, right? Mm-hmm. Trav, I want you to go marry a promiscuous
right,
woman.
Right.
Aubrey, go marry a promiscuous man, because mm-hmm. this is, we know that's not going to end well. But Hosea does what he's supposed to do, and he has children with her, and the names are interesting, right? The Lord said to Hosea, call him Jezreel, because I will soon punish the house of Jehu for the massacre at Jezreel. And Gomer conceives again and gives birth to a daughter, and the Lord says, call her Lo Rumah, which means not loved, for I will no longer show love to Israel. I mean, these are bad names mm-hmm. that you're giving your children.
Yeah. Well, and the text only says that one of them is his, or clarifies that.
Clarifies
one. So we
that,
don't really know
right.
for sure.
Well, yeah. well, that's the next one, right? After mm-hmm. she had weaned this child, Gomer had another son. The Lord said, call him Lo Ami, which means not my people. For you are not my people, and I'm not your God, right? Like, so I'm having a child, and I'm calling the child, you're not mine.
Yeah.
like,
yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
But all of this is like the picture. And so this is God saying, through Hosea's experience with his mm-hmm. wife, this is what you people are like.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Mm-hmm. I provide for you. I pour out for you. And yet you keep running after other lovers. Mm-hmm. Running after other gods, running after false gods, running after other nations. And so then in chapter 2, he kind of gives the thing. So he talks to Israel. Israel, this is you, and you're going to be punished. You'll be restored, though, but you're going to be punished because in this day, you're not doing this. But there will be a day in the future where I will call you my wife, and you will call me your husband. And then in chapter 3, We read the way this has played out with Hosea and Gomer, and we find that not only has she had an affair, but that she has somehow sold herself into prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
So she has become basically a sex slave mm-hmm. of a brothel at this point. And so God says to Hosea, hey, go get her back. Mm-hmm. And don't just go bring her back, yeah. but you're actually going to have to pay mm-hmm. a high price for her. So he goes and he pays and he says, though she's loved by another man and she's an adulteress, bring her back and love her again. So he bought her for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a lethic of barley. And then he says, look, okay, now here's the deal. You are going to live with me all of our days.
Mm-hmm.
This is the arrangement. And then we get the picture of what that is. The Israelites will live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod or household gods. Afterward, the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days. He's painting a picture, right, of mm-hmm. this same adultery, and yet the covenant love that keeps bringing her and wooing her back is the same love that God has for his people. But then in chapter 4, we get, well, what's so bad about Israel? What are they doing that's so bad that's causing God to have to paint this picture? And so God shares, what are some of the charges that he brings against them? Says, you know, you stumble day and night. The prophets stumble with you. So I destroy your mother. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. You've rejected me. You've rejected knowledge. So now I reject you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this picture of what that is. But we don't read this in the text for the assignment, but we do see at the end of Hosea, he says, but just like Hosea bought Gomer back, mm-hmm. I will buy you back. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know historically that he does. Mm-hmm. And that's the person of Jesus Christ. So yeah. That's one of the reasons I love Hosea, is it just paints such a great picture of how God like covenant loves.
And he goes through great lengths to show us that.
Yeah. And great lengths to show us who we are. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. We are adulterous and rebellious, mm-hmm. but I still love you. And I will still buy you back. And the price will be steep, but I will do it anyway. And so, yeah, you're right. I reference it a lot because I just love, mm-hmm. I love the heart of God displayed through this. And in Joel 2, we just get a snapshot of this. And this is God basically bringing charges and hope mm-hmm. to the nation of Israel, talking about how bad things are. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It's close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom. Mm-hmm. Before them, fire devours. Behind them, a flame blazes. Before them, the land is like the Garden of Eden. Behind them, a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. Like, he's just painting this picture. Like, look, it's not awesome. Mm-hmm. Right? Before them, the earth shakes and heavens tremble, and the sun and moon are darkened. The stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond numbers. And mighty is the army that obeys his command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? Right? And this is a picture of some end days things. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a day coming when God is going to come and he's going to judge all of this. And it's not going to be pretty. Mm-hmm. But then in verse 12, right? Verse 12 is so good. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart, basically rip your heart, break your heart. Stop ripping your garments. See, that's what they used to do, right? They would tear their robes out of anguish. And he mm-hmm. says, stop tearing your robes. That's stupid, mm-hmm. right? It's not doing anything. It's a show. Mm-hmm. Break your heart instead. And return to the Lord, because I'm gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love, right? And who knows, he may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, yeah, it's bad, right? Because you've abandoned God. But stop acting sorry and be sorry. And who knows, God might relent and bring blessing instead of calamity. And so I love the picture. Yeah, what you got?
In verse 29, I know the heading says the day of the Lord.
Yeah.
But does verse 29, when it says, even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Like, is that referring to when his spirit comes to dwell in us? Or is this something different?
Yeah, that's, I think we have to assume that is at least in part referring to when the Holy Spirit comes in power upon the people at Pentecost, mm-hmm. because that's where Peter references it, right? He's like, hey, look, you think we're drunk. We're not drunk, right? It's 9 in the morning.
But it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
He's like, we're not drunk. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. What you're seeing is what Joel prophesied about, mm-hmm. that there is coming a day where the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. will come, and then we will all speak and dream dreams and have visions and all of these things. And so, yeah, it's painting that picture. Mm-hmm. But it's also painting a picture about this great and dreadful day of the Lord that's coming at the end. And basically, the thing is, look, stop waiting. Like just repent. It goes back to what we talked about in Judges, right? Don't just regret, but repent. Mm-hmm. Don't just tear your clothes and go through the motions. But
want your heart.
But let your heart be broken over.